everyone. Thanks for tuning in to PS I'm Single. It's your girl, Trish. Welcome to the Finding Bae episode.
And it's about where do single people meet other singles? And today we have our guest, Miss Eleanor.
Hey there. This is Eleanor.
All right. So I'm single. I don't know where other singles hang out. This is the question I have for all my friends. Where do single people meet other single people? When I go out, I'm not approached, so I assume that these people are not single. But so places I go are like bars, clubs. I haven't really tried the online thing too much. Kind of had, you know, a few bad experiences. But how did you meet your husband? She's married, everyone.
Well, I met my husband. I was out with some girlfriends. One girlfriend was turning 30, and she was really unhappy. She's not married. Ooh. She had a great job, but she wanted to, that complete package.
She sounds like me.
So we went out to celebrate her birthday. We had dinners at Victor's. Then we went to another club. We went to a club, and as we walked in, there was this handsome, tall guy, and ooh, I was like, he is mine. And she was like, but it's my birthday. Ooh. And she likes tall guys, so I stepped to the side for a friend, and I said, all right, you know. So they were talking during the night. They did not get along. So then he came back to me and started talking to me, and he's been mine ever since.
Ooh, wait, so you're a really good friend, because I'm not stepping to the side for anyone.
Well, I wasn't looking for a relationship or marriage. I mean, I wanted to date somebody.
I was single.
Okay. And I was looking, because when I walked in, he was like gorgeous. And okay, I was like, I'd like to date him. But I understood her plight. I mean, she really, really was having a hard time turning 30, not married.
So you threw her a bone. You know what they call that?
No.
It's called the pre-30s crisis.
Okay.
And I kind of think I'm experiencing that now, because it's, why are you shaking your head, producer Naisha? You know, because it's like you said, she, you know, was 30. You mm-hmm. feel like at that age, you're supposed to be married with a kid, and you know, you have your good job, your career, you know, you got everything going for you. But mm-hmm. then it's like, where's Bae? Right. So she thought she found Bae, but that was really yours.
I tried, but it just didn't work, you know, and I was already over 30, so it wasn't as important to me, you know. Okay. I wanted to meet someone, not necessarily marriage, but it just turned into that. So it worked out that way. But I think sometimes if you go out looking just to have a good time, not necessarily husband.
You know what? But people say that. They said just, you know, just if you don't look for it, it'll mm-hmm. find you.
No, you have to work at it.
I mean,
you have to go
later.
Places. You have to, you know, put yourself out there. Out there meaning wherever it is. If it's going to a concert or going to a club, going someplace, but not in a pack, you know, because guys don't want that. I mean, you know, you want to be with one friend, maybe two.
One or two.
Max.
But I feel like I do that. There's been times where I've gone out with one or two friends, mm-hmm. Or just like a cousin.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing still. No, nobody. Mm. I don't know.
But where are you going?
A club or a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I like the more laid back clubs, like not the jam packed mm-hmm. and you know you can't hear anything, you wake up deaf the next day because the music is too loud. Just something spaced out, more of a lounge feeling.
Okay.
So you know, like a lounge slash club, or like just like a regular bar, like for happy hour. Mm-hmm. I feel like single people hang out at happy hour.
Oh, they do. I mean, are you sitting at a bar? I mean, I think you get more attraction if you are sitting at the bar and not at a table, because that means he has to come over to a table. But if you're at the bar, he just has to lean in.
So he just got to pull up on me at the bar.
He just has to lean in, baby, you know? Or you have to lean into him because you got to order your drinks.
Okay.
So you have to lean in,
okay,
you know, and say, excuse me.
See, now, here's my thing. We've gone out.
Yes.
To happy hour.
Yes.
I wouldn't really count our brunches as like a pickup place.
No.
But we've gone out to mm-hmm. happy hour. How's my demeanor? Like, criticize me.
But
give
I
me
think
criticism.
We were more, you know, when we went out for happy hour, we were catching up with each other.
Okay.
So we didn't put out those vibes of, hey, you know, I want someone, I'm looking for someone.
But I mean, I think.
I mean, we were just sitting there. We were talking.
I was cute.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not to say it was that you weren't cute, but we were into each other in the sense of what's new, what's going on. We were laughing and stuff like that.
So what's the vibe I have to give off? I got to kind of ignore you a little bit. And
you definitely have to look around, you know, check some guys out, give him the, you know, like...
What's the eye, though?
My
eye might come off as the stinky eye.
Oh, see, that's not working, baby.
I've been told that I have a strong case of RBF.
Ooh!
Rest in bitch face. Mm-mm. So, you know, I try not to stare too long because I don't want you to think I'm going to kill you or something after you leave there. So, I don't know. What's the vibe? I got to ignore you a little bit?
Yeah, you know, just kind of look around. No, I mean, not ignore, but I think you have to kind of look around, catch somebody's eye, too. I mean, if we're looking at each other, you're not looking at what's walking in, what's walking out. So you want to catch somebody kind of walking in and maybe even give them a nod, like, not a big nod like I want you, but a nod, like,
You know what the issue with that is?
What's that?
I give you the eye, I give you the little nod, the little shoulder, a little shimmy shake, and then you turn around and you got a wedding ring on your hand.
Well, yeah, but then that's okay.
Or your date shows up 5 minutes after I did the shimmy shake and the nod.
Yeah, but this you know. Yeah. It works. I mean, how about if you do it and it's Mr. Right? You won't know unless you put it out there.
So I'm doing this at... A bar.
At a bar.
Or a club.
Club. A barbecue. A picnic.
Okay.
You know, if you've gone to a barbecue or if somebody's having something in the city or where you are, like a barbecue or something like that. Not necessarily. But, you know, just something fun. I think you have to put yourself out there.
A social event.
Yes.
I feel like I'm responsibly social. Now, when I say responsibly social, I still have to pay my mortgage, so I can't be club hopping every night buying drinks and all that.
Maybe go bowling or a walk in Prospect Park, you know, like your local park or something, you know, like something's going on, like a free concert. Look for some free stuff.
Okay.
You know, like.
But then he might be broke because if I'm looking for free stuff, he looking for free stuff. We both try not to spend money.
No, or you just might be around. Like, he's out there. And not necessarily that it's going to be free, but it's something to do.
Okay.
He may be out there looking for something to do or somebody to meet. And he comes to a street festival or, you know, a free concert or something that's going on.
So anything free. I can find a man.
I would put myself out there, like walking around, checking out some festival, food festivals, music festivals, whatever that's going on.
Alone? Or is this still with a friend?
You can do it with a friend.
But are guys going to walk up to me if I'm with a friend?
Or, you know, he can walk right between you ladies and say hello. And I'd be like, how you doing?
Ooh. Just like that.
And, you know, how you doing, baby? You know, I'm doing all right. You know, he may slow his pace.
Ooh.
Or he may be with his fellas, you know, like walking, going to a basketball game. And there's like a, you know, a group of guys there just standing around. I'd walk up. Who's playing?
Oh,
what's going on?
That's not me.
Okay.
You know that's not me.
Or just kind of like, just walk past, stand there for a minute. I mean, I was coming over from uptown, and I stopped at West 4th Street, and I got out, and I walked, and there was a basketball game going there. Okay. And, you know, I just kind of looked in, and the guy said, may I help you? And I go, no, I'm doing good.
See,
you know?
I have an issue with that.
How
you getting that, and I don't get anything, and you already married?
Like, how you doing? I'm like, all right, you know.
I just don't understand. Like, I'm looking, you not, but they looking at you, not looking at. I'm like,
now would you stop? Would you stop and look at the game?
Would I stop and look at the game as I'm walking by the park? Probably not.
Ding, ding. See, I stopped. I was like, ooh, you know, I knew it was a basketball game, but
I mean,
look.
If it was
my head in.
Something worth stopping to look, I probably would. Like, if I saw me a nice little tall, chocolatey look, then I would stop. Yeah. I would probably, you know, take a double take and then, you know, just, you know.
Get a little closer. Put your body in there. I think you have to put yourself in those situations where there are possibilities of single guys, to me.
I mean, I don't know how comfortable I would be actually walking into the park and doing, like, I would probably be walking by and, like, do, like, a double take.
Right.
I don't know.
See, if you're with some friends and you... are out and there's a basketball game going, you wouldn't like walk through the game?
Because where am I out and there's a basketball put?
Well, see, like, West 4th Street, perfect example.
Right? Yeah, I guess there's we can do West 4th Street. We just
kind of walk.
We just can't bring out one friend. We had a situation one time at West 4th Street with our
okay. Or, you know, they have the park over there.
Yeah, they do have
a park. So it's nice. Or Bryant Park.
So
or,
you're saying a park. Anywhere yeah,
people
outside?
I like the outdoors.
You know? I'm not an outdoorsy girl. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like my perfect guy would be someone that I see in passing every day. Mm-hmm. Maybe we ride the same bus.
Okay.
Or the same train, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe we get lunch at the same place, or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that.
But
like,
are you saying something to him?
Excuse me. Yeah.
A little softer, sexier tone. Maybe. Like,
what you trying to say?
Like,
sound right?
Like, excuse me. Like, it was like, more like, get out the way.
Yeah. Like, excuse me. I'm trying to get around you.
You want him to look and go, oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know, like, nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think that was my beginning to a conversation? No, that was like, excuse me, sir. I need to get around you. So, no, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know how comfortable. You know what? I am, I guess I can say, a social person. I'm comfortable with speaking to strangers. Okay. However, it depends on the situation. If I see you and I'm interested and I think you're attractive, we're on the same train, chances mm-hmm. are I'm not going to speak to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of...
This is absolutely...
Cray-cray people.
Absolutely.
So what if he thinks I'm one of those people? Or you get the brush off. The ultimate... But that's embarrassing. I think my fear of embarrassment... is what keeps me back from approaching anyone.
See, for me, I don't know these people, so even if he gave me the brush off, it's all right, because they don't live with me.
She like, oh, I'm never going to see you again. Right? I don't care.
Like, I don't care. Maybe I change cars. Like, okay, I'll stop riding this car. So let me go to the next car. So let me see who I can meet in that car. I'd be like, oh, well, you know, I tried.
I just think I have too much shame. I don't know. My pride gets the best of me. Like,
okay.
And I don't know... why? Like, I'm just not that shameless person to be like, oh, well, walk over to the next dude and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be turned down. Who likes rejection?
But since I don't know him, it's all right.
Is it all
right,
though?
I would be like, loser.
You gonna blame it on him?
I would be like, loser. It's all right.
It's his fault.
He's missing all of this, so I'm stepping to the next guy. I think you can't take it personal unless
it's
you know
personal.
Him. Yeah.
See, no, but it's
for
personal.
For you, it's your feelings in there.
It is.
You know.
It's personal for me. Like, if I'm on the train, mm-hmm. and it's like, that's even more personal because the trains are packed. Mm-hmm. And then you got people watching this happen. So not only am I embarrassed in private, I'm embarrassed in public. And everybody's watching this go down.
I can understand that. I guess for me, and I don't consider other people, like what they think doesn't bother me.
Ooh.
On a lot of things.
Wait a minute.
like,
how long you been married? I'm sorry. How many years has it been?
It has been, Lexi's 19, 20 years.
Mm.
So it doesn't, like I said, you know, I stepped to him, you know, and introduced my friend.
What was that conversation like after you, with you and your friend?
Well, I see her now, and
Are you guys still friends?
We are still friends, and she goes, how's my husband and my daughter?
Ooh, you stole her life. Is she married now?
No.
Still?
No.
Since that day, she's never been married.
No.
So secretly, she has a voodoo doll in her home.
She dates, you know, she definitely dates. She's
yeah,
out
but
there, but she just never.
You took her husband, so she got a voodoo doll in you.
I tried to give it to her, but I don't know. She just never, you know.
To this day. No, don't tell me that.
No, I mean.
I thought she was going to say she found somebody else. Yes, the love of her
life.
Yeah,
but she dates. You know, she goes out. She travels.
Can we ask her oldest friend? All right, so we're going to guess.
Maybe she, I could get her to come.
She needs to be our next guest. So pretty much we guessed her age because you said it was the 30 and you've been married for the 20 and it.
Yeah.
No way. So you stole her dream girl. You must leave Moreau comfortable with that.
I'm all right with it. Like I said, I don't really care what you.
Listen, what's yours is yours.
True. Touche.
What's meant for you is it's meant for me. Wow. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Now, where is she looking?
I mean, she works. She travels. Like I said, I mean, she definitely dates.
Okay.
So I will definitely see if she'll come up.
Yeah, let's see. Now, is it appropriate to look for people at work? How appropriate is it?
It could get ugly. I mean, I wouldn't do it because if you break up, oh my God.
I think.
Or somebody should change the job, I think.
Why I gotta change my job?
I just think the situation could get uncomfortable. You know, arguments, disagreements, breakups. I don't know.
And then it's sort of like you bring in home with you and you bring in home the work.
No, for me, some people can do it. I can't. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it. Let's just say we work for the same company, different departments.
Then that's fine. As long as you're not in the same department, maybe in the same building.
I don't mind the same building.
Okay.
We just can't be in the same department and sharing the same office space. Like, if your office is on the other side of the building or if it's upstairs, I don't mind pushing you in the staircase if I see you on my way to go get a cup of coffee if we had a fight the night before.
But you would have to see office rules because some places, they don't allow
spouses. That's, yeah.
So you would have to check that out.
I've already examined my our office policy. I'm looking everywhere, girl. But I haven't seen anything. So, you know, it really didn't help. Didn't help at all. So you've been married for 20 years. So you have a more old school perspective.
I do.
Of dating.
I do.
So what was dating like back when you were dating before you were married? Like how were the women approaching the men?
I would say, yeah, we did. You know,
really?
I think, you know, it depends on who you are.
What were you doing?
Personality. I mean, it didn't bother me to approach someone that, or interested. I mean, I do it now. If it's a good-looking man, I'll tell him he's really handsome. If he smells good, I'll like, you smell yummy.
Now you do that?
I do. I think people, they work hard to get it together.
We don't need you to come back on our divorce segment.
I just think, you know, it's okay to tell someone they look good. I don't need to go home with them. I don't have a relationship.
True.
I just think it's nice to give people compliments.
A compliment.
I enjoy getting compliments from people, and I don't expect I'm going to go home or he's hitting on me. He just might like how I look or I smell.
Just makes you feel good a little bit.
It does. And sometimes, you know, I think a man likes to say, hey, I smell good. You look good.
I don't know.
Have a good day.
So back in your dating days, you were just walking up to people saying, hey.
Well, not everybody. You know, you have to be special or something like that.
Were you looking in a club? Were you comfortable being single when you were single?
Yes.
You were?
I was.
So were you like a passive single?
I would say so. I mean, I didn't think that I was going to get married. I wanted to have a child, but
okay.
I didn't, like, marriage wasn't like big on my list. Like, I wanted a Mr. Right, but if it didn't work out, I was good.
Okay.
So marriage for me was a surprise.
Marriage was a surprise. But the dating aspect, like
I like to date. I like summertime dating because you have picnics and it's romantic. And then I like wintertime dating. You know, you snuggle. So.
You got a cuddle buddy.
Yeah, you know. So I could do in between.
Wintertime is coming up. I need me a cuddle buddy. I haven't cuddled in comforters these past couple of weeks. Comforters.
So.
Can I get a buddy? So once you found your... How do you know when it was time for you to get married? Like, you guys dated for how long before marriage?
We dated, I'm going to say, 3 years. And, like, we lived together for a year. And then after that, it was just like, for me, I said to him, you know, I'm
we
only
going to
do this
house.
A year. I'm not going to prolong, but, you know, if it doesn't work out, I understand, and we could go our separate ways, but I wasn't going to live with someone forever.
Right.
Like, there was a deadline.
We not going to play house?
Yeah, no. I was good with, if it, you don't like it, that's fine. You know, he never lived with someone, so we did the whole year.
Okay.
And then after that, was like, okay, are we good?
Let's get married.
So, yeah, like, I think we need to move on. Like, you know, move on to the next step or just leave.
Right. Wow.
I don't think you have to drag those things out. It doesn't need to be 2, 3, 4 years.
What's too long? What would you think is too long for someone to be dating without marriage?
I say or 4 years is too long. Like, you know, you start off slow and then you pick up, but you start doing all these other things together, living together, bank accounts and all that. Then you need to just get married.
Wait, you doing joint bank accounts before?
No, not before. I'm just saying, like, okay. If you're thinking about that, but I think, you know, if you live with somebody a good year, either you like that person or you don't. You don't need 3, 4, 5 years living with someone to know if that's the right person.
True. If it's going to take you that long to realize that all this, you're not going to find right. somewhere else.
And if you're still looking after that, then they need to move.
But were you still looking?
I wasn't.
No?
I was happy.
Like, that was it?
Yeah, I was good.
You know, I think some people, it's always that, and I think I'm kind of one of those people who always thinks there may be something better. Like, what if there's something better?
And what if it's not? How about if you're letting what you have go, trying to find better, and you never find it?
True.
Why not enjoy what you have? As long as you're happy with it.
And you try to get that old thing back. You try to get that old thing back.
It'll never be the same, girl. I don't think so. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think you have to enjoy what you have. If that makes you happy. But if you're not happy, then, and you're still looking, that means he's not the one. Or she's not the one. Because you're busy looking around the corner. Looking at that next. I mean, there's always going to be someone out there that's better looking or, you know, has a better job. I mean, that's not what you want. You want to be happy.
True. So I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. I've been accused of looking for the full package. But I don't think I'm looking for or a finished product, let's just say. But I don't think my standards are too high. I think I'm looking for someone that's in my lane. Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Look for someone who's on the same level as you. So I feel like if that's considered being the full package, am I not the full package then?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with wanting the full package. Looking for it.
Did you have a list?
No.
No list?
I had no list.
I don't believe it.
I had no list.
I don't believe it.
I'll tell you, certain things don't bother me. I'll tell you why I did not have a list.
Why?
Because my husband was still in college.
Really?
He was in his last year of college when we started dating. So for me, when we met, he was in college. He had come to the city to party. So I thought, oh, you know, summertime boyfriend, this is perfect.
Yeah.
But then we kept dating, and then I would go to his college campus, you know, which is not a good thing. But and then I thought, okay, once he graduates, he'll move on, you know, whatever. But he didn't. We kept dating.
He didn't go anywhere.
He did not. So, no. So
wait. In your head, this was temporary.
Right. For me, it was like it was a summertime boyfriend.
But what was he thinking? I wish he was here.
I don't really know.
He probably thinking, this is the love of my life. I'm going to marry this woman.
No,
you thinking,
I don't think so.
I'm going after summer.
He probably thought, oh, this is a good booty call.
Ooh.
She'll come visit. But, and he wasn't thinking, oh, you know, when I'm done with college, we're going to get married. No, that did not happen like that.
Wow. Okay, so he was in college.
He was in college.
Okay. And you didn't have a list.
I didn't have a list. Like I said, I didn't expect to get married. But so I didn't have a list. So I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to get married and this is who I'm looking for. I really just wanted to be with a person I was attracted to, was nice, working, you know, held his own.
That's
fun.
A list.
He's active.
That's a list.
I mean, it wasn't like a list like he has to have these buckets. It's just, you know, we got together and we started doing things. He's very athletic, very competitive. He liked to travel, you know, so he did things. But I wasn't like, okay, this is complete. This is complete. Certain things we evolved to doing.
I feel like every person has a list. I'm not going to say just females. Men have lists too.
Touché.
Whether we subconsciously do it or mm-hmm. not, or if we physically write it down, we all have a list. Because you'll meet someone and be like, well, all right. Like you said, he was in school.
Yes.
If I meet someone now, he's in school, I don't know. That's on my list.
That wasn't on my list.
That's on my list.
I don't know. I was attracted to him. He was a nice person. We had a good time.
But those are things that you wanted.
Yeah, I definitely, yeah.
See? I don't think, all right, so first of all, let me run down my list. Oh. And I have an actual list that I have in my phone. Hopefully I didn't delete it. I probably did. That's probably why I can't find a man now. And you let me know.
Okay.
If I'm being too picky. So first thing on my list is he has to be legally employed. Oops. Legally. Yes. Mm-hmm. Second thing, educated.
Okay.
Intelligent. You ain't give me no nod to that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Ooh, ooh,
you
ooh, ooh.
A smart ass, but just, you know.
Well, all right. I didn't say Einstein. I just said intelligent. Like, you got to have common sense. Fair. You can't be, you know.
Yes.
Well-dressed.
Not every man is well-dressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends what's your well-dress.
Okay, so everything that I have on my list, everyone has their own ideas mm-hmm. of what these things are.
Right.
So my well-dressed may be your bummy or right. your too overdressed. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But yeah, I like a well-dressed man. Now, okay. I'm not saying he has to have cufflinks and a three-piece suit.
No. Kind of like the khaki and a collared shirt, maybe?
Not khakis.
Okay.
Maybe a nice straight pair of jeans.
Chris okay, yeah.
Jeans.
Neat.
Neat. And a button-down shirt. Some Oxfords. You know.
Yeah.
Preferably, you know, just I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
This is one thing that I keep getting a lot of flack for. I'll need him to have his own car.
Not a must. I mean, it's New York.
Remember, I don't live in New York anymore.
I know. I think as long as he can rent a car. You know, these zip cars are here. I mean,
I'm not riding around no car that got a zip on the side of it. I'm sorry.
See, now, I think that's a... I don't know. I think that's being a little snobbish.
Eleanor, you're not riding around in a car with zip on the side of it. I'm sorry.
I'm not living it. I think if he lived in New York City, I can understand him not wanting to have a car and just...
So what happens? We going out on a date
mm-hmm.
or we go out on dates.
Okay.
Weekly, whatever our situation mm-hmm. is. And I'm always driving? I drive.
No, I don't think you should always drive, but I think as long as he can get a car, doesn't matter if he owns it.
So he can't drive my car, but he got to rent the zip car to take
me out. Well, not a zip, he can rent like a regular car that we can. It's just the only reason I say this, because a lot of people who live in the city mm-hmm. don't necessarily have a car is because of garage and, you know, these other things where they rather invest their money in other opportunities.
See now, why you just can't have a car?
Insurance, parking, it's New York. I only say that because it's New York. I mean, you know, upstate.
You don't have to pay for parking in Brooklyn. What if he's from Brooklyn?
Expensive.
I live in Jersey.
I know.
I mean, a lot of people in Jersey drive.
Oh, absolutely. So you don't know anyone who, a male who doesn't drive?
I do.
Okay. And that bothers you?
These are not people who I would consider dating.
Okay.
Because most of them are relatives. But do I have male friends that don't drive? Absolutely, I do. Mm-hmm. Would I date them? No, because they're not my type,
okay,
per se. And it's not because they don't drive. It's just other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like, why can't you drive?
Okay, I understand.
Everybody making me feel bad about this driving thing. And I just really need you to drive.
For me, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, so if your husband didn't drive and you guys go out on the weekends and stuff like that, are you always driving?
Not now, but when he was in school, he didn't have a car.
So how did
so
that?
I would drive.
To see him?
I did. Now, I really did.
If you guys were going out, you would pick him up and then you guys would go out.
Yeah. And it didn't bother me.
Really?
I wasn't like, oh my God, he doesn't have a car. No.
Maybe I have to try it first.
I think try it and see. Mm. Not to say you'd give him your car. I drove. It didn't bother me. But I like being independent. I like taking myself from point A to point B. I'm good.
Okay, now I'm not saying that he would always have to drive because okay. he has a car.
Yes.
I'm just saying, let's switch off. I don't want to always feel obligated to drive.
Okay.
A lady wants to feel like a lady sometimes.
Absolutely. I want the door open. I want to shimmy in.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I don't know. He doesn't have to have a car. I don't know. At least I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Producer Naisha over here shaking her head. You about to...
her head's gonna bobble off like right.
No, actually, she's the one who told me
to put that on your list.
No,
oh,
that I need to take it off my list because I'm looking for a complete package, a finished product. Was her specific words?
You may have to finish the product.
I don't think what's on my list is a finished product.
Okay, you know, I mean, you meet someone and then you get a second car or. You change your style a little bit. I mean, you know, it's not a deal breaker.
A car is not a deal breaker for you.
No.
I don't think it's a deal breaker for me. I just feel like I would just be, I'd give you the side eye a little bit.
See, now that gives, you give him a little shade there. I think it's
because
wrong.
It's like, babe, can I use your car? No. I'm selfish.
And it's okay. Just let him know you won't be driving my car.
But.
I don't know. None of us.
All right, so I have a few more things on
okay.
my list. I need him to have his own place.
Fair.
I have my own place. I need you to have your own place. I don't know how comfortable I am waking up and your roommate is walking around in his box. Like, no.
Well, it depends. If you live, I hate to say this, New York is so expensive. Even Brooklyn. Oh, my God.
Whose side are you on?
He may have a roommate. I mean, I understand. I mean, not everybody can afford their own place. And that I do know.
True.
And only it's because we know how much rents are here.
Right.
And they may not be able to get a place by themselves. Or they can afford a place, but they want to save a little money for traveling or doing other things.
But why are you traveling? You ain't got your own spot.
That's why, because you're saving money on rent, so you can travel to Europe. You know what I mean? Like, if you're paying all what you have to rent and car, you have nothing left over.
So you're trying to say I need to find a man who rent a zip car and has two roommates, but he could go to Dubai every summer?
Hey, I take that.
Priorities are not in order. I'm sorry. The priorities are not in order. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, think about it.
So that's pretty much it. But everything else, there, it's more like, you know, handsome. Everybody wants a handsome man. Every female wants a handsome man. Or mm-hmm. every man. Some men want a handsome man.
That's true, too.
Laid back, like a laid back personality. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have enough personality for the both of us.
Right.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. And I don't think that sounds like a finished product. There's still a little wiggle room in there.
I think you have to be flexible. Like, okay, if he doesn't meet all of these criteria, would you still see him?
I would.
If there were two things on your list that he didn't meet right then and there, right, would you still see
him? You gotta be more specific. What
like
two things?
Like the car and the roommate. Okay, so he didn't have a car, but he had roommates. I mean, would you still see him?
How handsome is he?
It's like, what does he bring to the table for you?
That's true. And I don't want to sound shallow because, you know, it's more to life than that. You know, he can be an awesome person and just have three roommates.
In a zip car.
And have to rent a zip car.
But he's still like a fun, fabulous person.
I don't know if I need him to be fabulous, though.
Maybe not fabulous.
I don't need my guy to be fabulous. Just putting that out there. You don't. I got enough fabulous for the both of us. I just need him to be fun. Handsome.
He's handsome.
With a car and no roommates.
You don't want to close any doors yet, huh? You know.
There are no doors.
Okay, good.
No, like, there's no doors and there's nobody coming through.
But you will. You're going to put this out there and people are going to introduce you to people.
I don't think so. You know what? Okay, so I said my ideal situation would be meeting someone in passing in everyday life. It would also be meeting a friend of a friend because I'm like super paranoid. I watch too much Snapped and all of that. So I would rather meet someone who someone else is familiar with. So if I can meet a friend of a friend, I think I'll feel a little bit more comfortable or safe. But all my friends say, you know, oh, all my friends have girlfriends or they're married or they're scumbags. So it's like...
I think you have a better chance just meeting someone on your own, maybe. I mean, it's always nice. I mean, like church and all that stuff like that. But sometimes just getting out there meeting someone on your own.
You said church. I don't go to church.
Yeah, no, not necessarily church. I mean, okay. I'm just saying, or say if you walked into a sneaker store and there was a guy in there, he helped you out with some running sneakers or whatever, and he was hitting on you, would you reciprocate?
I could give him my phone number.
You would?
I would.
Okay. Then that's good. Okay.
All right, so let's talk about this. Okay. So one day I went out for happy hour with a few friends. It was maybe five of us. There was a group of guys who was out celebrating something. We were celebrating my sister's birthday. They were like celebrating one of their friends going away. There was a gentleman. He was handsome.
Yes.
He had a good job. Okay. We were speaking and a friend of mine said, well, I think he might like you. And I said, you know what? I don't know. Walk away. Let's see if he walks back over here and speaks to me. So she walks away. I don't remember him walking back. Did he? He did. Okay.
What happened?
So at the end of the night, she says to him, hey, did you get Trisha's phone number?
Okay.
And he's like, no. Is she going to give it to me if I ask her for it? Like, almost like he doubted the fact that
wasn't sure. Did you give it to him?
I did. He didn't ask.
Okay.
I walked up to him.
Okay, good.
And gave it to him.
All right.
So this has been, her birthday was in July. So, all right, so this is a couple months ago. Still no phone call or text message. So what did I do wrong in that situation?
I don't think there's a right and wrong. It's sometimes personalities, guys. I mean, you don't know what's going on in his life, why he didn't do it. Maybe next time, ask for his number, too.
So I could stalk him.
Not stalk him. Just say, hey, you know, I had a good time thinking about you. Do you want to go out for a drink or a movie or a walk in the park? I mean, it doesn't have to be anything much.
So it's appropriate. I
mean, if I thought this person was interested in me, not to get in his business. And if he said no, I'd be okay. Well, take care, you know.
But I mean... He did the, oh, is she going to give it to me if I ask her for it? And then I walked up to him and gave it to him?
I would have asked for his. Or, you know, like since everyone does the phone now, just, you know, hit me up on my phone, blah, blah, blah. Don't let it be a one way. Not to say that you'll stalk him, but I, you know, I'd reach out.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I could have done different in that situation. So now, is it okay for me to give guys my phone number? Because now I think that's going to be the reaction going forward or the result.
He's just one of, you know. whatever. That was just a separate situation. But I think going forth, I'd say, hey, you know, hit me up on my phone. This way I have your number. And we can say we could stay in touch.
So you're going to do that?
I wouldn't put the onus on him.
You're going to do that? Text me right now. Let me save your number.
Yeah.
What if it's the wrong number?
It could be the wrong number. Or it could be the right number.
Wait a minute. But what if it's the wrong number? What do I do then? Walk away shamelessly?
Yeah, well, you don't know him.
Here you go again.
I guess for me, it's like, well, you know, if things don't work out with someone, there's no loss because they don't know who you are. I mean, you know, you're not best buds. You're not a good friend. You know, you're not a neighbor. You're not somebody's sister that introduced you to this guy that didn't work. You're just two strangers.
But you don't take that hit? Like, that'll... You know, do a little, oof. That's my sound
effect.
Unless
I was, like, kind of dreaming about this guy. You know, no, like,
I mean, I'm not dreaming. Like, how many dreams?
But if I met him, it would be nice. I would like it. Yes, I would like it. But if it didn't produce anything, I'm good at going, oh, well.
I don't know.
I know, it's hard. It's hard.
It is. Because I overthink things.
I think you are. And especially for someone you don't know.
No, I don't know. You're
putting
right.
A lot of faith in your...
Am I?
Yeah, because you're hoping that this will be the right person. No. Whatever.
No. I'm just saying I gave you my phone number. Call me. That's all I said. That's all I'm thinking. I'm not saying, oh, he may be the... Okay, so I'm not crazy, nor am I delusional.
No, not crazy. But I'm just saying you're... I guess it's just... To a different level of like, okay, it didn't work out. Like, oh, now I'm not going to give it to any man.
No. That's not what I'm...
Okay.
I'm not thinking I'm not going to give it to any man. I'm just thinking the next man I give it to, you actually going to use it or call me.
Well, he can call you right then and there.
Call me right now. Call me right now. Let me save your number. That's what you do when you try to make sure nobody gave you the wrong number. That's what you do.
You do. I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you? You didn't want his number, though.
Not that I didn't want it, but it was just very awkward. He was just a very awkward person, wasn't he? He was. Yeah. Like, I don't know. And like you said, it may have been his situation. He may have been in a situation where
he couldn't.
He may have been married.
True. And that's why he said, maybe, you know.
That gives me another story to tell you about. Okay. So this was a few years ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. I went to the club with some of my friends. It was like a little day party. After the day party, actually, while we were on our way out, I saw this guy, like, he was, like, super cute. And I'm like, how come I didn't see him earlier? I would have danced with him, you know? Yeah. So, you know, he was giving me the eye. So I thought that was my okay to walk over. And I do approach some guys, not all guys. But he seemed open.
Okay.
So yeah, I was comfortable. He was reciprocating the attraction. So, you know, I walked up to him, like, hey, what's your name? You know, introduced myself. We exchanged phone numbers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a cutie. So we start talking. Mm-hmm. And I said, you don't have a girlfriend, do you? He said, oh, it's a little too late for that, right? You already gave me your phone number. Okay, now wait a minute, sir.
Okay.
So, no, he didn't have a girlfriend.
Okay, good.
He had a wife.
Ooh, not good.
He had a wife. He was married for about 10 years. Said his wife had an illness that put her in pain every single day. It was pretty much, he gave me the story pretty much that it was cheaper to keep her. Mm. And she needed his medical benefits to help her with whatever illness she had. Mm. But they were separated. I said, well, now does she know that you're separated?
Right.
No. So are you really separate? Pretty much what you're doing is you're cheating on your wife.
There you go.
At that point, you know, I had to tell him, you can delete my phone number.
Good.
It was nice meeting you. And he told me not to tell anyone the story. I said, sir, who do I know that you know? He said, you never know. People, it's a small world. People can know people. Well, sir, I just told your story, sir.
I know. No. Now, what's his name? No.
scandalous.
I know.
This is not that watch kind of show.
Him. Oh, watch out for him. Cheater.
Girl, walk outside. I don't have no tires on my car. And I'll be riding around the zip car for real. I really need a zip car then. Okay. So, I mean, any additional tips for me?
No, I definitely...
That's all you got for me?
Put yourself out there. I know.
You keep saying put yourself out there. How?
I guess just get involved in things. Volunteer. I don't know, sports or something there's a lot of guys. I mean, that's the only way you're going to meet them is to be in their presence.
Do you know, before we go, someone told me you can meet single guys in a strip club.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
If you're looking for single men, go to the strip club. They're in the strip club.
Is
my kind of guy in a strip club?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, the only problem with that is you meet him in a strip club, he may want you to go with him to the strip club all the time.
But what am I doing in the strip club to begin with?
Well, sometimes women get together and they go to a strip club just to have fun.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Is that what you do on the weekends?
I don't, but okay. Some people do. That I do know. They do go to, you know, concert. I mean, I think just putting yourself out there where men are.
And I got to give them the nod, the shimmy shake.
But you'll know if there's a connection. Like the gentleman you saw.
There was a connection, an absolute connection between him and his wife of 12 years. Yes, there was. So no additional. Okay, so no. I'm going to put myself out there.
Yes.
I'm going to attempt to do volunteering.
Ooh.
I don't know. I said attempt. So our takeaway from this episode is, where have you been most successful meeting people? Eleanor found her love in a club. People say you can't find love in a club, but she did. Well, her friend did, and then she took it. But write to us and let us know. Follow me on Instagram at PSMSingle. Like me on Facebook at PSMSingle24. And don't forget to subscribe right down below. Just hit the subscription button. Thanks, guys.